Yeah, you know, I don't care that the pump fails while we're at the fire necessarily. I don't care. Obviously, that's a massive issue. When my people are inside a burning building and the pump goes down because things haven't been properly maintained, yes, that is 110% unacceptable. It's criminal negligence is what it is. And so that's where a lot of that frustration comes is when we have those significant failures like that. And we've been talking about the fleet, the fleet, the fleet, the fleet. And the fleet's still in the condition that it's in.
So that was Nick Grady. We talked to him on Tuesday. He is the president of the Escambia County Professional Firefighters Union about the condition of the fleet. I saw a post on their website or on their Facebook page overnight that said another truck has gone out of service. That means that they're having to send people to calls missing a firefighter because the equipment that they have can't bring all the firefighters out to the fire. Well, this is not good. And he said, of course, that pay is part of the issue, which is always part of the issue, that maintenance is part of the issue, that the bad pumper trucks or the bad trucks that we bought that are lemon lawed out, maybe that's, I mean, there's just a wide variety of issues. Joining us now for his first interview as the interim county administrator replacing Janice Gilley last week at the county commission meeting, Wes Moreno, who I know mostly as the roads guy, and we've had him on before to talk about roads, and he has been the one largely responsible for, well, really the one responsible for roads in Escambia County for years. Wes Moreno, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Hey, great to have you. So I just wanted to give you a chance, and I know you're you know, a week into the job, but you've been helping in a lot of these things for a long time. What can you tell people about the status from the administration's perspective of Escambia Fire Rescue? Trucks, the bad trucks that we bought last year, if they are, and then the pay rates for the firefighters who are down maybe 25 from 150.
Right. Well, let me talk about the fleet for a little bit.
Sure.
We made a move toward the end of last year, and we took the maintenance of our fire fleet and our EMS fleet, and we transferred that responsibility to the Public Works Fleet Division. And since that time, we've done a lot of repair in-house. We've done some repair by contract as well, because we don't have the number of mechanics and technicians that we need at the moment. However, we have created three what we call EVT technician positions, which is emergency vehicle technician certified positions that we are advertising for. And so we're hoping to bring some more qualified technicians in-house on staff to help us address some of these issues. And also the board has allocated $1 million to build a facility strictly for fire truck and EMS maintenance. So we are making strides in that regard. We do understand, and I do understand, the fleet and the condition of the fleet. We've had some assessments done, and we're, you know, prioritizing, and we're making progress. Granted,
hey, Wes, you still there? We kind of lost you there for a second. You still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, I can't. I'm sorry. It's just my headphones. Hey, Wes, sorry about that. I left my good ones at home, so I'm playing with the scrubs today. I apologize for that. So that's something. That's a step in the right direction. Obviously, we're still kind of backlogged, and we're not going to have that facility online anytime soon. And those are positions that are in the process of hiring, but not hired already. But as you say, steps in the right direction. As far as pay goes, I know this is always an issue, but at this current moment, when there are so many alternatives in other counties for fire work and just in general for other work at higher pay, do you have a recommendation going into the budget season? You know, what are you thinking about for pay for the firefighters?
Well, I believe as we come through the collective bargaining process, I believe there will be an increase that's going to be offered that will help us in that area and hopefully help us recruit. Certainly, our firefighters—they do a phenomenal job. I mean, they're just a vital part of our community, mm-hmm. and they deserve to be compensated as such. And we're going to be moving in that direction to accomplish that.
All right. Well, obviously, we're looking, and I know you're not going to negotiate on the radio with the union. I get that. That's fine. One of the other things, this is a big thing. I was just listening to the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting from Tuesday when they were talking a lot about the American Rescue Plan. This is a big chunk of money. It's coming part half now, part half next year, and it can be used for a lot of things that the CARES Act could not be used for. How much money is Escambia County getting, and where are we looking to spend it?
our allocation altogether will be $62 million.
Okay.
We have received roughly right at $31 million. And, you know, it can be used for things as, replacing public sector revenue laws, pay for essential employees, water, sewer, and broadband infrastructure, and those sorts of things. So what we'll do as a staff, as we move through the budget process, we will send out a proposal for the board, roughly $15 million a year over the next 4 years. And it's things like sheriff's pay, minimum wage increase, and 2% COLA, domes, jail medical, base center subsidy. I mean, we'll lay out a plan. Those are just some things that we're discussing as a staff. But we'll lay out that proposal and we'll present it during our budget process. And the board, as we move forward, they'll decide kind of what our priorities will be as we move forward.
Do you happen to know, because I was not clear, I understand every element, I think, of why things are made eligible for the American Rescue Plan. I did not understand the logical nexus between those funds and stormwater and, water processing. Because, like, they're talking in Santa Rosa about using it for the wastewater plant, and they're talking about retention ponds. And I was like, okay, those are great and expensive, important infrastructure needs like we have, too, in Escambia County. Not the same, but similar. But why is the American Rescue Plan money available for that? What's the connection between that and COVID?
Andrew, honestly, I couldn't tell you.
Okay. All right. Honestly. Fair enough. I mean, the federal government does what it does. Sometimes, you know, just...
That's right. That's right.
Sometimes we play by the rules, right.
Absolutely. We're happy to get the money, and we're looking forward to using it in some good ways to make a great impact in our community.
Yeah, and one of the things you mentioned, at the $15 million a year put out over 4 years, because this money doesn't have to be spent right away either. In fact, it doesn't have to, it only has to be allocated a couple of years out, and then it doesn't even have to be spent a couple more years past that. So this is actually, I mean, there's a lot of liberty on this money. We're talking to Wes Moreno. He is the Escambia County Administrator Interim. Coming up this Saturday, there's been a struggle over the years to try to get more contracts for county business into the hands of minority businesses. And this Saturday at Brownsville, you guys have an event designed to do just that, right?
We do. It's a minority business expo. We have right now about 189, pushing 200 folks that are signed up to attend. And it's going to be a day of just walking through the process of how to do business with Escambia County. A lot of information is going to be doled out. There's going to be some break-apart workshops where staff will be there and some professional procurement folks will be there, and we'll just walk through the process of how to register and how to do business with Escambia County. We'll have food trucks. We'll be providing lunch, and we think it's going to be a good event. We hope it's going to be highly successful. Assistant County Administrator Wesley Hall has done a fantastic job putting this event together, and so we're just looking forward to a good day.
Outstanding. Yeah, and I think when I first heard about this event, I didn't exactly understand what it was. I thought it was more of an employment thing, because that's been happening a lot lately. But the idea of basically giving minority businesses better information about how they can penetrate the wall of government access in order to get more of these contracts, I mean, that's great. You know, equip more local businesses to do the jobs. I appreciate that. Hey, one last quick thing is, you're the roads guy to me. I mean, I know that's kind of your background for the longest time in Escambia County. Any project in Escambia County roads right now that you just want to let people know about that maybe they don't know about? Maybe it's the traffic management system that's kind of expanding all the time and even into Santa Rosa County. Anything going on you want to let people know about?
Well, we have a lot of projects in the works. We have a lot of focus right now on FEMA, with FEMA projects. We added about 66 FEMA projects on top of our already 50 or 60 LOSD projects. So our engineering department's really cranking it out, and we got there's a lot of process with FEMA. You know, you got to dot all the I's, cross all the T's, and so we have a lot of those projects going. The infrastructure that was damaged, some of the subdivisions like Crescent Lake, the Willowbrook Dam is ongoing, and then we have some dirt road paving stuff that's ongoing, Ashcraft and a few others. So it's just a heavy, heavy workload. And of course, like everybody else, our engineering department's down about 8 to 9 folks. So that workload on those project managers and project coordinators are really It's really heavy, but they're doing a great job making sure that we get all of our reimbursements from FEMA. And then on Pensacola Beach, of course, we have the Access Road Project that's going. Mm-hmm. We're looking to wrap it up here in a few weeks.
Great.
The pier is going to be opened up hopefully by this weekend. We should be wrapping those repairs up today by this afternoon, and then they'll be putting plans together to get it open. So there's just a lot of good things going on around the county, and we're looking forward to seeing all those things come to fruition.
Oh, and I just want to make sure I heard you right. You're saying that the pier work is going to be done probably today, and that that's going to be opened up, I mean, this week.
Hopefully by Saturday. We're hoping that it'll be open by Saturday.
Okay.
I'm almost 100% confident that the temporary measures will be completed by this afternoon, close the business, and we'll be, from a safety standpoint, we'll be thumbs up and ready to go.
Outstanding. And last quick thing, I'll just let people know, because I like the human side of the people that oversee our counties and our city government. The reason we came in with the Pitmasters theme is because Wes Moreno is a world-class barbecuist. Follow him on Instagram. It'll just make you hungry all the time. Sunny Beaches Barbecue is an amazingly mouthwatering feed on Instagram. Wes, thanks for the time. Wes Moreno, Interim County Administrator for Escambia County. I look forward to talking to you again soon, sir. Thanks.
Thank you, Andrew.